Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me away.
Thanks for joining us today on Winning Every Day. We are looking at the subject of love today with the topic, Love is the impetus for obedience. Our text is from Romans chapter 13 verse 10. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Love, therefore, is the fulfillment of law. God has established love as the impetus for obedience. The Bible from our text says, love is the fulfillment of law. How can love be the fulfillment of law? I know you will ask this within your heart. The fact behind this statement of Apostle Paul is that love does not do anything wrong. If you love, you will never be found doing anything wrong. Obedience is an element of love. If you love people, you will never hurt them because you won't like to see them suffer. If you love your neighbor, you won't commit adultery with the spouse. If you love your coworker, you will not lie about him. If you love your enemy, you will not slander him or her. If you love God, you won't commit idolatry. Every law can be fulfilled with love because love creates the platform for obedience. To obey, you must have love, so love is the fulfillment of law. The Bible says, God is love. That means if you don't love, you don't know God. It's through love we can experience the real nature of God. According to the scripture, Jesus went about doing good, healing those that are sick and oppressed. Why? Because he has love and compassion for the sick. God's demonstration of love is supreme. It's unconditional. The Bible says in John chapter 3 verse 16, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And in Romans chapter 5 verse 8, But God shows and clearly proves his love for us by the fact that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Christ so much loved us that he gave his life even when we have not known him. Can you reach out to someone you don't know with an act of love today? Many of us we do say we love, but if we look at it, we love only those close to us or just our families. Love is like a perfume. Your act of love can reach even your enemies. That's how to demonstrate true love. God does not teach us to love only those close to us. You can't be a disciple of Christ if you are not ready to love everyone. There is a disease that has infiltrated our society today, it's self-love. We claim we love. But we don't love everyone. Each morning, we pass by the cleaner cleaning the corridors, we look at her with disgust. We see the poor suffering but we forget to care for them. We say we love but refuse to comfort those battered and hopeless with good words that can heal them and raise their self-esteem, but rather, we say words that will add to their pains. Where can love be found in our daily lives? Our love revolves only around our immediate families. That way, we are disobedient and not disciples. Jesus said in John chapter 13 verse 34-35, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. By this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Your love is reflected in how much you care for others. I read a story of Ira Gillett. When Ira Gillett, a missionary to East Africa, returned home to report on his activities overseas, he related an interesting phenomenon. Repeatedly, Gillett had noticed how groups of Africans would walk past government hospitals and travel many extra miles to receive medical treatment at the missionary compound. He finally asked a particular group why they walked the extra distance when the same treatments were available at the government clinics. The reply: "The medicines may be the same, but the hands are different. The hands of love heals deeper. Let your hands of love reach out to someone today. God is love. If you want to live a good life, then love people. The Spirit of God giveth life, that's why your love can give life to those dying. Don't forget to warm someone's life today with an act of love. Restore someone's self-esteem through your act of love. The greatest way we can prove God is in us is by allowing His love to flow through us to those we come across every day. Let your act of love light someone's heart with hope today. You can change that person's life forever. Let's pray. I declare today that God will fill your heart with love and change lives as you reach out to people. Your life will radiate His glory and God shall increase you in all good things as you love and grow in Him in Jesus' name. Amen."
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Zechariah chapter 1 to chapter 3. And for the evening, Revelation chapter 17. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.